the best in music all the time, the best in entertainment all the time. You're listening to Metro FM. Thank you very much for choosing us. It's 11:15 right now. It is The Bridge. Your three faves are Osa Madonna, Mother, and Somji 63. Time now for Audio Book Live. We are reading all about the money. So the book is titled Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, Mastering the Inner Game of Wealth by T. Harv Eker. And here goes. I know what I'm about to say may sound a little strange considering how much I value self-responsibility. However, I do believe a certain element of what many people call luck is associated with getting rich, or for that matter, with being successful at anything. The point, however, is that no luck or anything else worthwhile will come your way unless you take some form of action.
Recently, Twitter announced that it will allow its employees to work from home forever.
Dineo.
Yeah. You I'm so what? Lost.
Let me tell you. This is. We have to share this, Dineo.
We have to, because now Dineo, the listeners are wondering what just happened.
So, I was supposed to read after you. And then, as I'm about to read, my screen just scrolled up on its own, and then and then it went to the to the daily audit.
Because I'm like sitting here, I'm like, what on earth?
And then I realized in the middle, hey man, we spoke about this earlier on. You know what? It's radio moment. That's the beauty about radio.
And my friend, I did not want you to continue. I could have let you.
I thought, but it was not going to make sense. I saw Lerato's eyes opening up wider. I'm like, how this girl, what's wrong with her? So apologies for that. I've got tears in my eyes.
Blown away.
No, I am finished.
I can't see. Dineo,
okay, let me continue. No, I will continue for us. Sure. After dinner, I felt bala so nicely. Yeah, no.
Oh,
so
Jehovah.
All right, so let me continue. Now, to succeed. Wow. To succeed financially, you have to do something, buy something, or start something. And when you do, is it luck, or is it the universe, or a higher power supporting you? And it's miraculous ways for having the courage and commitment to go for it. As far as I'm concerned, who cares what it is? It happens. Another key principle here, pertinent here, is that rich people focus on what they want, while poor people focus on what they don't want.
Again, the universal law states, what you focus on expands, because rich people focus on the opportunities in everything. Opportunities abound for them. Their biggest problem is handling all the incredible money-making possibilities they see. On the other hand, because poor people focus on the obstacles in everything, obstacles abound for them. And their biggest problem is handling all the incredible obstacles they see. It's simple.
Very interesting.
Can I tap quickly into
what
stood out for me? Mm-hmm. Where it says, the biggest problem is handling all the incredible money-making possibilities they see. On the other hand, poor people focus on the obstacles in everything. And that speaks to, you know, we all have, no one is completely above everyone and no one is completely beneath anyone.
Sure.
There's people that are beneath you, there's people that are above you. And I've experienced speaking to people that are above me, and I've experienced speaking to people beneath me in terms of finances, in terms of stature and everything right? And every time I try to encourage or inspire people that are still coming up, you can tell the difference between those that see it for what it is and the novelty. For you to get to this position where Somizi is at, you have to work hard, commit yourself and be professional and be disciplined. And then you'll find those that find a problem automatically and already they say, my mother died. Already you are creating obstacles. And you find comfort in those obstacles to console yourself with the position that you are in. And that is what I've picked up from this book. Stop finding obstacles. Stop finding problems. Look at what the challenges are going to be, not problems. And that's what's stopping you. And that's what separates you from a person that really wants to go up and understands what it takes to go up, and a person who throws a pity party every time they need to go up.
D?
What I love the most quickly taking away from this is in the second paragraph, the reminder that to succeed financially, you have to do something, buy something or start something. You can't expect to be financially successful or for your business to be financially successful if your business is still stuck in your mind, if your ideas are still trapped in your mind or still stuck on a vision board. Set yourself in motion. You have to set yourself in motion, start something, buy something, do something. I love that. I think it's just affirmed something that a lot of us struggle with, overcoming the fear of just beginning because we're afraid to fail. You've already failed by not starting, and you already know that if failure is the option, what if success is? What if success is? So what if you just become successful? So start. Whatever it is that you are thinking of, dreaming of, planning to do, don't allow yourself, like Somizi was saying, to see the obstacles. Set yourself in motion and just start. You only have one life. Just start. Mm. The odds are, chances are, you'll be successful at it.
All right. And that's how we wrap up Audiobook Live. I've got nothing else to say. I'm